This is Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Welcome, everybody, to Forking Around Town. This is your host, Tracy Guida, and I am excited to have another episode with you guys. And I wanted to touch on something for this podcast that has been an issue that I've been noticing on social media as well as restaurants around the Tampa Bay area, which is the no straw movement. As someone who eats out probably 7 days a week, I do eat out a lot. I never really took the time to think about not using a straw. About 2 months ago, I was going through my Instagram feed and I noticed a picture for a company that called Skip the Straw Suncoast. I was intrigued and I clicked on it and it led me to start researching a little bit about the no straw movement. There have been several restaurants in Tampa Bay that have taken this step and I never really knew much about it until I started doing the research. And I have to say, it really opened up my eyes to what has been going on with plastics and recycling and all of our marine life that has been suffering because of the plastic straw situation. I started looking for different restaurants in Tampa Bay that were joining forces with the no straw movement, and I was amazed at how many have come on board. I thought to myself, can I do this? As someone who's always out on the go, straws are just something I never really think about. I started off with small changes by going to a restaurant and simply asking for them not to provide a plastic straw. It was hard at first. I'd be caught up in conversation. I would forget to tell the server. But after 2 weeks of constantly reminding myself, it became such an easy change for me to make in my life. And I have to say, if you're enjoying a cocktail and you don't have a straw, it's going to take you longer to finish that drink, which is probably a good thing for some of us. Using a straw, you're going to drink that drink so much faster than without one. I still, by no means, am perfect, and I do sometimes make mistakes, but I have to say that I am very proud of what I've been able to do, and I really enjoy supporting restaurants that are on board with skipping the straw. There are several of them in the Sarasota area and also in St. Petersburg. Here are some restaurants that I've been following on social media that have been skipping the straw. These are actually all in the Sarasota area. 812 Osprey, Maid, Louis Modern, Gecko's Grill and Pub, Left Coast Seafood Company Oyster Bar, Waterline Marina Resort and Beach Club, which is actually one of my favorite places to go to at Anna Maria Island. They have a fantastic restaurant there called Eliza Ann's. I've been there several times. The food is fantastic. So if you're ever in the area, I highly recommend stopping by. Beautiful location. There are so many great places to walk around. And when I saw that they were skipping the straw, it really made me happy because that definitely is one of my favorite places to visit when I'm in need of a kind of a daycation. Dry Dock Grill on Longboat Key is another one, as well as Seafood Shack Marina Bar and Grill. I could go on for days, but if you would like to learn more, follow at Skip the Straw Suncoast on Instagram, and they do features every single day of restaurants that are joining forces with the no straw movement. There are also a couple places in St. Petersburg and Tampa. One of my favorite places in St. Petersburg is Three Birds Tavern, and they joined the no straw movement a couple of months ago and have been doing great with it. Each day I learn about different restaurants that are supporting the no straw movement, and I try to visit them when I can because I'm really happy about what they're doing and taking steps to protect our marine life. You may or may not know, but I actually bartend a few days a week, and straws have always just been second nature. You just throw it in the drink. It's a habit. I started actually asking people if they would like a straw or not, and a few of them laughed at me and said, well, why would you ask that? And when I told them the reasoning, some of them were like, you know what? That's a great idea. I'll skip it. And some of them said, I don't give a shit. I want my straw. Now, I am by no means an expert on recycling, but there are just a couple of facts that really have helped me to support the movement, and I'm hoping that they might help you too. Did you know that Americans use 500 million plastic straws a day? That number is just astonishing to me, and as someone who is a huge lover of the ocean and marine life, it really breaks my heart to think of how a lot of that plastic ends up in our oceans, and I actually recall seeing a video on Facebook a few months ago showing a very large sea turtle that had been rescued by some fishermen, and he had probably 15 plastic straws jammed up his nose. And it literally brought me to tears watching it. And it really opened my eyes to why it is important to skip the straw. There are some alternatives. If you're like me who have a hard time giving up your straw habit, many companies sell reusable straws. I know paper straws are also out there. I am actually not a fan of them because I find that they get real mushy in your drink, but you know, some people really do like them. And there are also some really cool stainless steel straws out on the market. I've seen them on Amazon and different food shopping sites. Another restaurant that I've went to this past weekend in Seminole Heights is called Mortar and Pestle. I went there with a friend and we had a great time. And I ordered an iced tea. Now, this place is pretty cool. If you're ever in Tampa, I highly recommend it. They serve all of their beverages in beakers, which is really cool. So when I ordered my tea, they presented it to me in this beautiful beaker and it did not have a straw, which I thought was great. I love the fact that they serve me my tea without a straw. And you know what? Those kind of changes are what we all need to do, especially in the restaurant industry. Aside from straws, when dining out, you can do so many little things to help, such as refusing to ask for plastic to-go boxes. Simply ask for a piece of foil if possible, or bring your own containers. You can also ask them not to include plastic cutlery when ordering food to go. The use of plastic water bottles is something that I had to struggle with, and I finally have gotten to the point where I don't use them at all. So now instead of buying plastic water bottles, which are always handy, I have water bottles for myself and my kids, and we just use our water system at home and refill our bottles each day. Really makes a big difference. And it's also a lot less expensive if you add up the cost of buying plastic water bottles, believe it or not. Thank you so much for listening today. And I'm really excited to share that I will be featuring some guests in the near future that are part of the No Straw movement. Again, I am not perfect. I am just trying my best each day to rethink plastic, and I hope you will do too. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast, Forking Around Town, it is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and Radio Influence. You can also follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town. Have a great week.
This is an In the Trenches with Ian Beckles. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
When I was injured in the preseason, I didn't play the first 6 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. So in training camp and the first 6 weeks of the season, I didn't participate at all. You know how much better I got as a football player? You know why? I became a coach. And I sat back and I watched how coaches coach, mm-hmm. and how the little things are coaching you are important. Mm-hmm. And then I sat back and I realized that I got to learn the system kind of as a coach. And, you know, a lot of people might be able to figure things out on paper, but when you put them on the field, sometimes things get real fast.
Right.
It seemed like going into it as a coach, it slowed the game down for me.
Yeah.
The most important thing for any athlete in any single sport, and listen, is to slow the sport down. Mm-hmm. I don't care what sport it is. If you're a hitter in baseball, that 95 mile an hour fastball,
you gotta
slow it down.
Yeah,
in your mind. You know, when this guy's coming from a three tech and going to one technique, if you know it's coming, you're slowing it down. Mm-hmm. So it's the mental part of it was huge. I don't know if this time off isn't gonna do Jameis well. I think it's gonna do him well. I really do.
In the Trenches with Ian Beckles can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.